Tačno je 16 časova.
Radio Televizija Srbije. Radio Beograd 2.
Jazz scena. Jazz scena. Jazz scena.
Dobar dan. Veći deo današnje jazz scene posvećamo jednom fantastičnom izdanju iz produkcije Verve Universal, A Day in the Life Impressions of Pepper. Kao što i samo ime govori, u pitanju su impresije Pepperom, odnosno narednikom Pepperom i legendarnim albumom Beatlesa, Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band iz 1967. godine. A ono što je meni zanimljivo, Danny Bennett i njegova ekipa su odabrali da na ovom izdanju učestvuju veoma avangardni džezeri koji mahom nisu ekskluzivci produkcije Verve, ali su očigledno bili, kao što ćete imati priliku čujete, veoma inspirisani da ovom legendarnom albumu daju jedan potpuno drugačiji ugao, neočekivan i nešto što nekih pola veka kasnije, jer ovo izdanje je snimljeno 2018. godine, da je zaista jedno novo viđenje albuma koji je inspirisao brojne džezere sveta, od komercijalnih imena pa evo i do avangardista. Neću mnogo da pričam za početak. Prve tri numere koje slušamo su Sgt. Pepper Lonely Hearts Club Band i Antonio Sanchez koji svira sve instrumente, bubnjar, pre svega, ali ovde i elektronika, gitare, klavijature i bas. Zatim duo Mary Halvorson i Tomasa Fujiware With a Little Help From My Friends i konačno u prvom bloku Makame Kreven, bubnjar sa njegovim bendom Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Thank you. Thank you.
Idemo dalje s albuma Day in the Life, Impressions of Pepper. Čekaju nas sada Fixing the Hole, pijanista Cameron Graves, zatim harfiskinja Brandy Younger i njen band Being for the Benefit of Mr. Kite, i ovaj sljedeći blok završavamo kompozicijom When I'm 64, Sullivan Fortner, pijanista koji posljednjih godina nastupa i sam i prati brojne muzičare, pored ostalog i redovni partner Cecil McLaurin Salvon. When I'm 64. I za kraj ovog predstavljanja još dve numere sa albuma A Day in the Life Impressions of Pepper. Slušat ćemo kontrabasistu Milesa Muslija i njegov trio, numera Lovely Rita i Shabaka and the Ancestors, Shabaka Hutchins, britanski tenor saksofonista, jedan od najpopularnijih muzičara današnjice u svetu džeza, i kompozicija Good Morning, Good Morning, Day in the Life Impressions of Pepper, produkcija Verve Universal i legendarna etiketa Impuls. ostalo nam je taman toliko vremena da preslušamo i po nekoliko numera sa još dva novija albuma američke jazz produkcije. Album koji je dosta dobro ocenjen iz produkcije 2018. godine, koji je objavila produkcija Verve, novi album Johna Scofielda, Combo 66, u jednoj sjajnoj ekipi, Bill Stewart za bubnjima, Vicente Archer bas i Gerald Clayton, koga smo prošle godine ovde gledali sa Charlesom Lloydom, klavir i orgulje, pre svega i više orgulje. Slušat ćemo dve kompozicije sa ovog albuma, Can't Dance i baladu I'm Sleeping In. John Scofield u dosta opuštenom starinskom gitarskom raspoloženju, očigledno nadahnut i njegovim učiteljima poput Jima Halla. Thank you. za kraj današnje emisije malo modernijeg džeza, album People of the Sun koji je objavila produkcija Blue Note i potpisuje ga saksofonista, klarinetista Marcus Strickland, njegov band Twee Life i novi album ovog sastava, 11 kompozicija sa brojnim gostima, a ja sam izabrao nešto što malo više vuče na džez, iako je ova ploča koja se ravnopravno može naći i u nekom hip-hop pregledu. Počinjemo numerom Lullaby uz VD Brahma na udaraljkama kao specijalnu gošću, zatim slušamo Relentlessness jednu instrumentalnu numeru i potom još malo pevanja uz repera i pevača Bilala i Pharoah Monk, također i Greg Tate kao orator u kompoziciji On My Mind. People of the Sun, album produkcije Blue Note, Marcus Strickland i njegov Twee Life.
Thank you.
ton majstor današnje emisije bio je Ratko Ristić, moje ime Voja Pantić. Čujemo se ponovo za 7 dana.
To love and of love on a world formed of love by whatever loving cosmic force decided this third stone from the sun would be hospitable and loving to our kind of biological, chemical, and sentient life. Love is in the blessing of gravity and the Van Allen belt. Love is in the grace of the ionosphere and the atmosphere and the radiation absorption of the ozone. We are breathing in love as we speak. In a mixture of 20% oxygen, 20% oxygen, 0.93% argon. We're shown by this earth as an air of benevolence about it that is enduring. We can also speak about the love of our mother's wombs, how that love carried and nurtured us for 9 months, held us in its aqua boogie until we were ready to pop out and take our first breaths on this mother earth. In the cycle of this wondrous life,
the way you pursue so aggressive scientific equations, trust times effort plus lust times passion. So in lieu of your absence, I admit that I mentally DVR'd our holidays in Aspen. The details in the snowflakes, the grain in the cabin, Monet over the fireplace, the Everclear, the absent. You stay, I look away so I don't telegraph the message. You know what's on my mind, you're telepathically obsessed with the way humans communicate. You illuminate the room like the moon harvest. Regarding the fact that I live my life as a starving artist, you support the guard regardless on his path to be a novelist, marvelous with the nourishment. I admonish the monogamous way you astonish me with your encouragement. My therapist, so much merriment, and so effortless that I should share your magnificence with the world. You already gave me so much, but I'ma keep it just for me. Just for me.
When it comes to infatuations, those are truly our own to behold and mentally possess. They have not been operating without us on a cosmic scale long before we were ever in the mix. We tend to become infatuated by choice, and the intensity of those choices may sometimes seem like love of a sort. But you can ask nothing more of an infatuation than that it merely tolerates your presence in the room. You can make yourself needlessly suffer for an infatuation, martyr yourself to that suffering. But that won't be love.